Good morning. Let's begin in prayer. Would you bow, please? Our Father and Lord, I ask that you help me to speak your word today with faithfulness, with clarity, with authority, with passion, with wisdom, in humility, with great warmth, and in the power and freedom of Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. There's a reason that New Year's resolutions don't work. You see, you can't casually alter a deeply ingrained behavior. Your mind has to be rewired if you really want to change. Today I want to share with you an insight from Kenneth Boa in his book, Life in the Presence of God. It's in that book, in I think chapter 6, that he tells the story about a group of engineers who decided to fabricate the world's first backward brain bicycle. It was a bicycle that they put together that intentionally operated in exactly the opposite way that you normally would expect a bicycle to operate. They put pneumatic actuators in this bicycle in such a fashion that if you turned left, the bike went right. If you turned right, the bike went left. Did I say the same thing twice? If you turn right, it went left. If you turn left, it went right. And so the bike completely did the unexpected. And one of the people on their team was literally a rocket scientist. And he took it upon himself to be the one to try to learn to ride this bike. And he dedicated 5 minutes a day, every day, toward trying to practice riding this bike. And it took him 8 months before he could actually ride the bike successfully. Now they asked him, when he finally learned to ride it, how he did it. And here's what he said. One day I couldn't ride the bike, and the next day I could. It was like I could feel some kind of new pathway in my brain that was now unlocked. Neurologists say that that is exactly what happened. That he literally rewired his brain with new neural pathways that overrode the previous pathways that had been long established in his brain from when he had learned to ride a bicycle at age 6. It was once believed by the brightest minds of humanity that the human brain had a certain limitation to it. Brain scientists lately, neurologists and those that do such research, have discovered that that is not the case. That actually the human brain is highly agile in a field of study that we now call neuroplasticity. Scientists have discovered that the human brain, and actually even intelligence, is not fixed, but is highly fluid, and that the brain is actually built with an amazing ability for growth even as we get older. In fact, this has been discovered in a most kind of visual way, and I know you may even know people that have experienced this. People that have had tremendous brain injury or trauma, such as through stroke, can go through a series of rather difficult and challenging therapy and actually recover, and the brain actually can rewire itself to learn lost behaviors as if you're learning them again for the first time. And so what they've discovered, what science has discovered, is that our brains were actually designed for ongoing growth. That we have been literally made to have our minds continually transformed. But that requires intentional training. And that's exactly what Scripture teaches. Science is now catching up with what God revealed long ago in the pages of His Word. Real transformation of life does not happen by making a passing resolution to try to alter a long ingrained behavior. Real transformation of life happens by literally rewiring your brain, or, in the words of Scripture, renewing your mind. Listen to the Scripture from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pathways, the patterns, the regiments of this world, but be transformed, how? By the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. So you see, instead of allowing our minds to be formulated through behaviors and activities that are according to the patterns of the world, Scripture says that we need to constantly be renewing our, having our minds renewed, rewiring our brains to a different pattern of life. But the question is, how? How can we be renewed in our minds? How can we have our brains rewired? Scientists tell us that the human brain has about 100 billion neurons. And those neurons communicate with each other over connections called synapses. Now, these connections that are present in your brain, if you have a connection but it goes unused for a long period of time, the connection weakens. But other connections that are more frequently used through the thought patterns of your life are actually strengthened and further ingrain behavior in your life. I like the illustration that Boa gives. It's really kind of a visual illustration of this truth that really helps me a lot. He says, imagine a long field of tall green grass. And on the far distant edge of the field is a row of trees. Now let's say that you walk across this field of grass one time and to the field, the row of trees, and you look back. Just walking across that field one time, you may not even be able to identify the route you took across the field. But you travel the same route of the field of grass over and over again, and after a period of time of traveling the same pathway, a path is formed. He says, in the same way, the more that you do something in life, the more that you think about something or practice a behavior over and over again, like riding a bike, like hitting a golf ball, like thinking biblically, if you do it enough times, it becomes second nature. I can remember whenever I was in high school and my dad was an avid athlete and loved sports, and he always wanted to go out in the backyard, I think more than I did, and shoot basketball. He wanted to teach me to be able to play basketball and correct my shot. And whenever I would throw the ball at the basketball hoop, many times it would be a terrible shot, and Dad would say, well, you're not Your form isn't good. You need to change this. You need to change that. And I would say, well, it's so awkward. It doesn't seem natural to do it that way. And he said, well, how's the natural path getting you? You're not hitting any shots. You're going to have to alter what you're normally inclined to do and choose a different pathway. And it was very difficult to keep the arm in instead of flying out. And you had to intentionally choose to do differently. But after you did it day after day, month after month of practicing, you know what? Today when I go shoot a basketball, I don't even think about it. It's been ingrained because a new pathway was formed in my brain through a continual process of training. Walking across the green field in my brain over and over again created a new neural pathway and rewired my brain for a different behavior. Well, Scripture tells us in Colossians 3, verses 1 through 3, to set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind. That's not a one-time decision. It is a deliberate action repeatedly, as Jesus would say in Luke chapter 9. He would say, if anybody's going to come after me, if you want to follow me, you must deny yourself and take up your cross daily. An everyday decision to choose a different life and to do the same behavior, a different behavior, repeatedly over and over again forms a new pathway, new behaviors, a new life, a transformation of life occurs. You see, if you fix your mind on Jesus, you will increasingly become more like Him. The more that you meditate deeply upon the truths of God's Word and really deeply think through them over and over again, those words, those truths begin to inform your personality, your decision making, your attitudes to a better and different kind of life, because a new rewiring of the mind is occurring. You're being renewed in your mind. That's the reason why it is so important for all of us as Christians to develop really good spiritual habits in our lives. Because the things we do over and over again literally rewire the chemistry of our brains and transform us as people. You see, we shouldn't think of things like worship or prayer or Bible study as just being dutiful things that somehow we need to do because God has demanded it. But instead, we should look at these as being practices that are gifts from God that can equip us to discipline and train our brains and our minds and our lives to be transformed into better, more productive people, more God-honoring people. And so, spiritual habits like regularly devoting yourself to quiet time with the Lord on a daily basis, engaging conversationally with the Lord in prayer, dedicating yourself to quiet the busyness and the stress of your life for a specific period of time daily or numerous times during the week for solitude and quietness of spirit, for meditation upon God's Word, denying yourself, devoting yourself to disciplines like being frugal in your life, or resting your spirit and worshiping and directing your heart toward God. All of these are behaviors, or historically Christians would call them spiritual disciplines or habits, that are used as gifts of grace from God to renew the pathways of our brain, to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. In the words of Proverbs 4 and verse 23, from the easy-to-read version, "Above all, be careful what you think, because your thoughts control your life. To experience real spiritual transformation, we have to make up our minds to engage in different kinds of behaviors and walk across that field over and over again to form a new pathway. But it's more than just changing your mind. I remember years ago hearing a song on the radio, on pop radio. I've mentioned this before. It was by a group called Vertical Horizon. And the song said, are you tired of fighting battles with yourself? You don't like the person you are? Then change your mind. Well, there's a part of that. You need to decide to change your mind, to do something differently. But it's not just that. Here, you notice that's what the focus is on renewing the mind in verse 2 of Romans 12. But in verse 1, it says you got to start somewhere else. It's not just changing your mind to do different. It's something much deeper than just a real hard line resolution that you make. It says, offer your bodies to God as a living sacrifice. You see, real change is more than just deciding to do different. But instead, it is welcoming the work and presence of the Holy Spirit living inside of you through the midst of that training. That is key. I like, again, another example that Boa gives is that of an eagle. An eagle begins training to fly at about 4 months old. But at 2 months old, baby eaglets in the nest will stand on the edge of the nest and extend their wings to feel the gusts of wind as they blow against their high perch. And the reason we're told that they do that is that they are training to understand and know the thermal columns of air that are rising up from the ground. Because eagles intuitively know from their creator that it is only by staying in the warm thermals that an eagle will actually learn how to soar. They have to stay in the warmth of the thermal. Because you see, for an eagle, regardless of the fact that they've been given the gift of flight and they have feathers all over their wings, they can't escape the reality of gravity. You see, an eagle is still going to fall flat to the ground to its death if it doesn't flap its own wings. But an eagle has come to understand that although as they leave the nest they must flap their wings, they need to stay in the thermals that allows them to actually soar to greater heights and use actually a fraction of their effort otherwise needed to be able to soar. And so as a result, they can almost rest at times and enjoy the pleasure of flight because they understand staying in the warmth of the thermal columns of air rising from the ground. You say, what's that got to do with anything? In the Greek language, the Holy Spirit is called pneuma, which could be literally translated a current of air. So Scripture is telling us that if we're to be renewed in our minds, we must make the decision to engage in training of different spiritual habits and behaviors regularly in our lives to reformulate new pathways of rewiring our minds. But we cannot do that alone. We need to stay in the warmth of the thermal air of the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit, by giving our bodies and offering our bodies as a living sacrifice to Him and surrendering to His work in our lives, that real change begins to pick up steam. in the words of Romans 8, verses 5 and 6. Those who live according to the flesh have set their minds on what the flesh desires. But those that live in accordance with the Spirit have set their minds on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind that is governed by the Spirit is life and peace. I guess all of us at this time of year make the best of resolutions of things that we'd like to see different in our lives to better ourselves. But I would challenge us to do one better than just to casually think about something we might do. Because if you're really going to alter a long ingrained behavior in your life, your mind has to be rewired through Spirit-enabled training. And so I would encourage myself as much as anybody, but you too perhaps, to give careful consideration as we begin a brand new year about being more in surrender to offering our bodies as a living sacrifice to God, that the Holy Spirit might be the catalyst for motivating us and enabling us and empowering us to walk across those green fields of life toward a different direction and pathway and embrace those spiritual habits that'll form new pathways so that we can learn how to ride backwards bicycles. Well, not really. But so that we can learn the life that God has in store for us, the life of the kingdom. Because kingdom living is upside down living. Living that is radically different than our natural inclinations of behavior. And that's what God is calling you and me to be. To be transformed into new creatures with new focus, new direction. To put ourselves to death and embrace the life of Christ within. Because He, after all, is the way, the truth, and the life. And it's only by Him that we can come to the Father and know the joys and the pleasures that are eternal at His right hand. Will you come to Jesus if you need to? That's the first place to start. That's the first step to take. That's the pathway to follow. If you need to come in belief, confession, repentance, and baptism into Christ, or maybe you just want prayers of encouragement, or maybe it's nothing more than just leaving here with a real determination to embrace better behaviors and habits in the new year and to surrender to the Holy Spirit's work in you, to have your mind rewired to be what God wants you to be. If we can help you in any way, come to Jesus as we stand and as we sing.